You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM Health, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, let's sit around the campfire and have a nice, good old-fashioned fireside chat slash rant. These last couple of years have been one for the history books in regards to our good buddy, Charlie 19, the political landscape, and the outright overexposure of female nature that men finally had the chance to slow down to really see. Oh yeah, gentlemen. Oh yeah. I'm going to go ahead and start out by saying this. Any man from this day, from January 1st, 2022, who falls victim to female nature, you deserve what you get. I'm going to go ahead and repeat that. Any man who falls victim to female nature from January 1st of 2022 deserves what he gets. Period. Point blank. Between all the lockdowns and TikTok, all of that, female nature has been truly exposed. You would have to be a complete and total idiot to not see it. Or, I prefer the second one, you're being completely, willfully ignorant. Yeah. 2022, personally, I got no sympathy for men who are still going through trials and tribulations with women. End of. You saw all that shit that happened with Will Smith? Not once did he decide, you know what? I'm just going to move the hell out of that house. I may not want to divorce her, but there's no reason why I should still live with her. If I could do that in my simple little small level, there's no way in hell he shouldn't be able to do that. Social clout be damned. So, one question that I always find to be outright disgusting whenever I hear men leave comments on other content creators' channels, well, what's the solution? Motherfucker, you're the solution to your own damn problems. Period, point blank. Every time I see that question, I want to just throw my damn computer because you know you're being disingenuous. You know you are. Any person who asks that is being disingenuous because they don't want to take responsibility. They want someone else to give them a suggestion. And if said suggestion doesn't work to how they want it to work, then they come right back and blame you. Well, you said that I should do this, and I tried that. It didn't work. It made my situation worse. Well, why didn't you try to take control of the situation yourself? Oh, that's right. That's right. You didn't want to have the responsibility for your choice. Yeah. Okay. Got it. But I find it interesting that Alex Jones, his wife was beating on him. And he did the typical stupid male thing of trying to make excuses. Just like the video I did of Chuck Liddell. He did the same thing. Tried to make excuses for his wife. No. Gentlemen. Once that woman has done something like that, you must walk away from her, whatever the cost. cost be damned. Your sanity, your health should far outweigh your need for validation from a woman, especially a woman that you're in a relationship with, especially a woman that you're in a relationship with that has disrespected you like that to put hands on you. Oh, no, 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 no. Those two men and any man that has dealt with physical abuse from his wife, you need to move out that day. End of. There is no going back from that. But you also have to really look at the psychological warfare that was enacted on the general population and how quickly so many people fell in line. Boy, I like to call this the sheeple virus. So many people got a little bit of power. And what happened? They abused it. And I'm talking about regular, everyday civilians. Like that woman on that plane, the former Playboy model. Ironic. She attacked an old man. Now, why would she do something like that? Well, we know why. If she would have attacked a man that was her age or younger, odds are she would have probably got her face rearranged. And I'm not going to hold my tongue. Honestly, when women physically assault men, they should be knocked the hell out. That right there is the truest form of equality. Yeah, equality. You want it, ladies. Therefore, you should get all of it. I.e., you physically assault a man, people should form a circle and let y'all fight it out. But we all know, women know that when they fight a man, there's going to be a group of white knights who come to her rescue. However, I'm definitely starting to see the white knight gene being purged from a lot of men. A lot of men are just saying, you know what? You got yourself into that situation. You get yourself out of it. I'm not a cop. I'm not finna risk my life for you. Nothing. And gentlemen, that definitely is going to be a better mindset moving forward. Now, I made a video a long time ago that actually got my old channel a huge strike called #NotMyObligation. Gentlemen, you have no obligation beyond the basic common courtesies to deal with people, especially to deal with women. So we all know it. Everything is on the table. Now, I am retired. Formerly, I am Aaron, and GMB made a very good video, respectively, about the topic of female nature. Now, we all know everything has been put on the table in regards to female nature, what they want, and all that. Women want nothing more than a useful tool. And they only want to live a life of luxury and leisure, and they want you to pay for it. Now, Kevin Samuels, love him or hate him, I'm looking at the bigger picture as to his platform. Just like Fresh and Fit, I'm looking at the bigger picture. These women are truly brain dead. And they're incapable of seeing past themselves. When asked the question, what does the type of man you want from you? They short circuit. They simply fry their synapses. Why? Because they've never been asked that question. Why? Because men, ultimately in their mind, are supposed to serve them. Ha 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 ha. Oh, this is why women hate the numbers conversation. They hate it. And this is why more men really need to look at the numbers. There are more women than there are men. Period. Point blank. End of. If every single woman got married to every single man, there would still be millions of women left over. Then, once you start plugging in variables, that number only increases. The number of women increase, the number of available men will decrease. But hey, these women want to live in their delusional fantasy, so who the hell are we to stop them? Remember, gents, I'm going to give you guys a new acronym. Andy, accept society, now disengage yourself. Period. Disengage as much as possible. You do not have to deal with these women. Ultimately, it becomes your choice. Period. End of. You can simply say, you know what? Nah, I'm done. I'm going to go over here and do my own thing, which I find completely fascinating. The outright hatred of MGTOW. I find that fascinating, but I also understand why. Unlike the PUAs and the incels, true red pillars, true MGTOW don't even care about female validation. And that's what makes MGTOW the most dangerous group, according to society. It's the indifference that MGTOW represents. Yeah, we don't care. Nah, don't care. What do you got? A box? That's it? Yeah. That box comes with too many problems. So yeah, I'm gonna go over here and, you know, build me a Gundam model or something. I'll get more enjoyment out of that than to try to quote unquote pursue you. Oh, gentlemen, gentlemen, this is going to be very interesting because all of the facades that women relied on via, you know, Big Daddy government, their mask hasn't slipped. It is outright fallen off. But you still got the section of women who are still trying to hang on. They still believe that we're living in the past and all they have to do is threaten to take away their box and men will fall in line. Yeah, no. And the question that I've always presented to women is, once you find this simp that you're looking for, you won't even respect them. And it freezes their mind. Yeah, they may want a simp, but they know that they're not going to respect them when they get them. So, once again, why even bother? Why bother? All the cards that women play have been laid out on the table. From shame to threatened sex strikes and all that stuff, all of their cards have been laid on the table. Men, you have the playbook. You have the female nature playbook. So if you're still going to fall victim to it, then that's just willful ignorance on your part. And I would definitely go so far as to say, yeah, no sympathy. None. Period, point blank. Just because you want to be willfully ignorant does not mean that every other man needs to suffer because of it. You still want to be a thirsty simp in 2022? Have at it. You want to roll the dice and try to quote unquote reverse engineer a woman from what she is to what you want her to be? Have at it. But at the same time, as the old saying goes, you play a stupid game, you will win a stupid prize. End of. Well, I've ranted on long enough. Let me know what you guys think. What are your plans for 2022? How are you going to avoid the snares and traps? Oh, that's right. You're not even going to show up to the battlefield. As we eagerly await the first HMT of 2022. Now, let me end this by saying this. Ladies of the planet Earth, no matter what country you're in, no matter what society you live in, one day the power will eventually go out. That power being the electric grid, political power, the police force, any protection that you have that can be put under the term power will eventually go out. And guess what? Feminism will go out right along with it. And believe you me, a lot of you, you're just not gonna make it to next year. Why? Because more men are going to break their male restraints and they're gonna let you have it. Sucks, but that's just reality. Oh well, oh well. It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am.